WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BowFallsRadio.com.
Back again from Marathon High School. It is halftime with Marathon leading Stanley Boyd 27-13. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. Not much for Stanley Boyd. Leading scorers with 3 points. Lauren Potashek, 3 points on a three-point field goal. Bailey Sikora, 3 points on a three-point field goal. Silene Seichter, 2 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Also, 2 points on a basket for Kendall Sikora. 2 points on a field goal for Caitlin Ketterhagen. 1 for 2 at the line for Aaliyah Allard for 1 point. 2 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line in the first half for Stanley Boyd. For the Marathon Red Raiders in the first half, 9 points for Emma Love. 4 2-point field goals, 1 for 1 at the free throw line. 6 points for Miley Halkey on 3 field goals. Pair of baskets for 4 points for Caitlin Love. Kyla Heisey had 4 points. She had a 2-point field goal. 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. A basket for 2 points for Kaden Sapinski, and a basket for 2 points for Maven Schneider as well. 12 2-pointers, no 3-pointers, and 3 out of 3 at the free throw line for Marathon in the first half. 27-13 Raiders, second half coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting workatcounty.com.
On Tuesday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team plays host to Newman Catholic in a Merrowood Conference South Division matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Newman at Marathon in high school boys basketball, Tuesday night, with the pregame show starting at 7, opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Start of the second half here from Marathon High School. Red Raiders 27, Stanley Boy 13. Marathon will have the basketball. Kaden Sapinski, Maven Schneider, Kyla Heise, Emma Love, and Miley Hawkey on the court. Heise going to the basket. Heise, left-handed layup is no good. Good move. Quickly down the left-hand side of the lane. Could not finish. Back up court, Kendall Sikora. Sikora the other way will take it to the hole. Lay it up and in. Coast to coast after grabbing that rebound for Kendall Sikora. Here comes Maven Schneider. Schneider down low. Ball tipped away. Ball is battled for. It will be dug out by Ketterhagen, and then she'll be fouled.
Marathon foul on Hulkey. That's her first.
Miley Hulkey called for her first. Trying to get something going early in the second half is Stanley Boyd, trailing the Raiders by 12, 27-15. Ketterhagen, left-hand side, moves it left corner. Fake on the three-pointer by Allard. Allard back out top, Kendall Sikora. Sikora, 20 feet from the basket. Dribbles, left-hand side of the lane. Allard, left corner. She'll try a three, no good. Rebound grabbed on the weak side by Scheichter, who lays it up and in. Back-to-back baskets for Stanley Boyd to begin the second half. Down to a 10-point lead for the Raiders, 27-17. Now here comes Marathon, breaking the pressure. Schneider to the basket, left-hand side, lays it up and in. So Schneider with a basket for the Raiders, her second of the game, 29-17, 16:50 to go. Left-hand side, with it is Allard. Allard, top of the key, Sikora. Sikora back to Allard, left wing side. Now to the free throw line, kicks it out top. Bailey Sikora. Sikora gives it off to Kendall Sikora. Sikora near the right elbow, 15 feet from the basket. Needs some help. Bounce pass inside, taken there by Scheichter. Turns, fires, off the backboard, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Kyla Heise for Marathon. Back up court come the Raiders. Schneider, left wing, looks down low. Emma Love. Love will lay it up and in. Nice feed by Schneider, and Emma Love now in double figures. She has 11 points, 31-17 Marathon. Into the forecourt, Allard. Allard moves it left wing. Kendall Sikora goes to the left corner. Back to Allard on the wing. Allard trying to get into the lane. Allard stops, now needs help. Moves it back, left corner. Now with it is Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen will back it up. Between the circles, Bailey Sikora, right wing side to Allard. Allard at the free throw line. Allard lost her balance, lost the ball. Now a two-on-one for the Raiders. Miley Hulkey down low. Beautiful look to Sapinski, who lays it up and in.
Sapinski.
Kaden Sapinski's second basket. She has 4 points. 6-0 run for Marathon. 33-17 Raiders. 15:27 to go. On the right wing side, with it is Ketterhagen. Dribbles out near the top of the key. Hands it off. With it is Allard. Allard in the lane. Moves it right-hand side. Three-point field goal. Bailey Sikora is short, no good. Fight for the rebound. Grab by Scheichter. Scheichter forces it up. Off the window, no good. Rebound. Bailey Sikora. Put back is no good. And this time the rebound grabbed by Miley Hulkey. Now the Raiders. Back up court. Lob down low. Little too much on that one from Kaden Sapinski. Intended for Emma Love.
Caitlin Love, Mishka Molewski in.
Mishka, Caitlin Love, and Molewski in for Marathon.
Lula Koala.
Kyla Heise, Kaden Sapinski, and Miley Hulkey will take a seat. 33-17 Marathon. 14:59 to go in the game. Inbounded, taken by Kendall Sikora. She'll bring it over the timeline now for the Orioles. Hand off, Allard. Allard moves it right corner. Three-pointer for Bailey Sikora is short, no good. Rebound is off the back of a Raider, out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Stanley Boyd. Inbounding it will be Kendall Sikora for the Orioles. Hits the cutter. Aaliyah Allard. Allard to the basket. Misses the four-footer. Rebound is grabbed by Macy Mishka for Marathon. Mishka into the forecourt. Gets it to Malevsky. Left wing side to Schneider. Left corner. Love. That is Caitlin Love. Kick to the right wing. Emma Love. Back out top. Schneider. Schneider to the free throw line. Schneider. Right hand side. Malevsky. Malevsky does not pull the trigger on the three-pointer. Emma Love gets it to Schneider. Schneider looking to penetrate. Schneider in the lane. Schneider lifts the pivot foot, and that will be a travel. Turnover on the Raiders. Gives it back over to Stanley Boyd. 14-16 to go in the game. 33-17 Marathon. Inbounded, taken by Seichter. Moved near side. Aaliyah Allard. Allard into the forecourt. Allard nearly palmed it. Moves it left corner. Baseline move. Tipped away out of bounds. Caitlin Love knocked it away from Bailey Sikora. Ball will stay with the Orioles. Kendall Sikora inbounding. Left-hand side. Three-point attempt by Allard is short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Caitlin Love for the Red Raiders. Back up court comes Love, crossing the timeline. Near the top of the key. Hands it to Malevsky. Moves it to Schneider. Schneider, left wing. Schneider stops her dribble. Gives it to Macy Mishka. Mishka between the circles. Mishka moves it right. Emma Love into the right corner. Caitlin Love inside to Mishka. Bounces off her fingers and picked up by Bailey Sikora. Back up court. Now Bailey Sikora for Stanley Boyd. Gets it between the circles. Kendall Sikora. Sikora dribbles with the right hand. Lost the basketball. Goes out of bounds. And it goes over to Marathon. Did not look like it was deflected. I thought it went right off her hands. Oh, they're going to give it to Stanley Boyd. I think that was... I think they talked about it a little too much and ultimately then saw something that really wasn't there. So the ball will stay with Stanley Boyd. Kendall Sikora will inbound it on the baseline. Tosses in the lane. Taken by Allard. Allard up from three. Off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Off of Stanley Boyd. Inbounded by Marathon with his Malevsky. Gets it ahead. Macy Mishka. Mishka moves it left. Caitlin Love. Love holds it 25 feet from the basket. Love still holds it. Better move it. Now finally starts her dribble. Gives it off to Malevsky. Malevsky in the right corner. Halkey. Halkey 21 feet from the basket. Halkey bobbles it. Gets it back. Halkey looks inside. Grab made by Sapinski and she'll be fouled. And it will be in the act of shooting. So a couple of free throws for Caden Sapinski. Kendall Sikora called for the foul. Number two on her. Number one on the team in the second half.
For two.
Free throw is perfect. Fifth point of the evening for Caden Sapinski. Second free throw. Off to the right, no good. Rebound is fought for, still loose, and dug out by Kendall Sikora. 34-17, Raiders doubling up the Orioles. 12:50 to go. Going to the basket, swatted away from Kendall Sikora, and picked up by Caden Sapinski. She got caught, and then tried to force it up, and had it swatted away. Mishka looking down low. Good grab by Halkey. Left-hand side, Sapinski. Moves it on the wing, Malevsky. Malevsky back out top. Three-pointer for Caitlin Love is good.
Caitlin Love
from the top of the key hits the triple. She has 7 points. 37-17, biggest lead for the Red Raiders, 20 points. In the front court, Kendall Sikora. Sikora moves it left-hand side. Lula Chawala. Koala. Now between the circles, Koala. Moves it right wing side, Kendall Sikora. She'll try a three-pointer and hit it.
Kendall Sikora,
7 points for Kendall Sikora. 37-20 Red Raiders. Under 12 minutes to go. Molepski, left wing side, 27 feet from the basket. Out top, Caitlin Love. Love moves it to Molepski. Now left corner, Miley Halkey. Halkey, 21 feet from the basket. Looking baseline. Halkey near the block. Moves it left wing side, Sapinski. Skips it. Bounces off the foot of Molepski, but grabbed by Love. Inside, Macy Mishka from the right block lays it up and in. So Macy Mishka on the score sheet. 39-20 Red Raiders. A little bit of a break. Ball bounced off a leg. Could have easily bounced out of bounds, but instead deflected from Molepski to Caitlin Love. Little weave out top here for the Orioles. Right-hand side, Ketter Hagen. Stops at the free throw line. Up from 15. No good. Rebound Caitlin Love for Marathon. Over the timeline comes Caitlin Love. Inside, Halkey. Halkey lays it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. No good on the putback. And then going down is Miley Halkey. Miley Halkey is shaken up, and she is down, and a timeout will be called. Timeout brought to you by Marathon Parts City, 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. 39-20, Marathon with the lead. 10:59 to go in the second half. This is Marathon Girls Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Parts City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
High school is now working her way back to her feet. Is Miley Halkey. Looks like she's going to be able to walk off on her own power. Hopefully it's nothing serious. Goes to the bench. Down for quite a while, but able to walk off, but you never know. Leg injuries, but the bottom line is able to walk off, and that's good news. 10:59 to go in the second half. 39-20 Marathon with the lead. Stanley Boyd will inbound. Kendall Sikora will get it in, taken by Seichter. Seichter, bounce pass ahead into the forward court. Potashek. Potashek into the lane. Potashek to the basket, lays it up and in. Breaking the pressure that time, and nice job by Potashek. Stayed under control, worked into the lane, and then kissed it off the window. 39-22, 5 points for Potashek. Into the forecourt. With it is Caitlin Love. Love gets it out top. Maven Schneider. Rotated right wing side. Sapinski. Back on the left wing. Emma Love goes up for three. Came up short. No good. Rebound is cleared by Lauren Potashek. She'll bring it back up court now for the Orioles. Potashek gets it out top. Taken there by Caitlin Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen dribbles with the left hand. Gives it out top to Lula Koala. And now weave out top. Near the top of the key, Kendall Sikora. She'll penetrate. She'll stop. Now she gets doubled. Lost her balance, but gets it off. Gives it to Koala. Koala back to Ketterhagen. Ketterhagen near the left elbow. Passes it off. Taken there by Potashek. Now going down the lane, Sikora. And Kendall Sikora will lay it up and in. 7.5, 9 in the game for Kendall Sikora. Back to a 15-point game, 39-24, 9:45 to go. Emma Love will give it over to Sapinski. Sapinski over the timeline. Now Emma Love back to Sapinski. Sapinski, 17 feet from the basket. Tried to drop it down low. Looked like half a shot, half a pass. Intended for Kyla Heise, flies out of bounds. So a bit of a drought here for the Raiders. Headed up to a 20-point lead, now 15. 9.5 minutes to go. With it is Lauren Potashek. Potashek stops. Raiders wanted an offensive foul, don't get it. Ketterling gets it down low, and then it's just a Ketter Hagen trying to drop it down low, but could not connect with Sylvain Seichter, and it goes out of bounds. Macy Mishka back in for Marathon, replacing Kyla Heise. Maven Schneider will inbound it for the Raiders. Gets it into Mishka. Mishka passes it off. Caitlin Love. Love over the timeline. Love moves it back to Mishka near the top of the key. Mishka moves it left-hand side. With it for the Raiders is Sapinski. Now with it is Emma Love. Love back over to Sapinski. Sapinski left wing skips it right over to Maven Schneider. Schneider to the basket, lays it up. No good, but she'll be fouled and get an opportunity at the stripe.
Foul on Lauren Potashek.
Lauren Potashek is called for the foul.
Schneider at the line for two.
So two free throws here for Maven Schneider for the Red Raiders. First free throw is good. Fifth point of the game for Maven Schneider, averaging 4.6 points per outing.
Kenny Reed and Allard in for the...
One more coming up for the 5'8" sophomore. Second free throw is good. 6 points for Maven. 41-24, back to a 17-point lead for Marathon. Into the forecourt. With it is Stella Koala. Gets it back out top. Aaliyah Allard. Allard back to Koala, left wing, 21 feet from the basket. Swings it out top. Potashek. Potashek looks like she made a double dribble, but no whistle. Potashek now trying to hand it off, does so. Gives it off to Kenny Reed. Reed swings it left. Aaliyah Allard. Allard near the left elbow. Allard moves it right wing side. Potashek. Potashek, 22 feet from the hole. Deep right corner, Reed. Patience in the half court right now for Stanley Boyd. Stopping her dribble now is Reed. Good defense, ball tip. Getting her hands on was Caitlin Love. Pass ahead. With it is Macy Mishka. Heads to the hole, lays it up and in. So Macy Mishka with the wide open layup. 43-24, 8 minutes even to go. Breaking the pressure is Allard. Allard gives it off to Kennedy Reed. Reed now moved left wing side, a bump and a foul. Neither team anywhere close to the foul limit. That will be only the second team foul on Marathon. Stanley Boyd only has two fouls as well.
Her third team second.
Number three on Caitlin Love. Kyla Heise and Addie Molepsky back in for the Raiders. Caden Sapinski and Caitlin Love will each take a seat. Stanley Boyd will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded left corner, taken there by Potashek. Her pass tipped away by Schneider. Passes battle for, I should say the loose ball was battle for. Goes out of bounds off of Stanley Boyd. So the Raiders get it back. Past the midway point of the second half, 43-24. Left-hand side, Kyla Heise bobbled away. Picked up by Stanley Boyd. Back up court comes Allard. Allard into the lane. Allard working against Heise's defense. Kicked on the right-hand side. Open three for Potashek is a little strong. Good block out on the weak side by Addie Molepsky. And going through her back with Stella Koala for the foul. Holding the third team foul. Number one on Stella Koala. So Marathon gets it back. Snyder over the timeline for the Raiders. Snyder going to the basket. And she will be fouled. And she'll get a couple of more free throws. Marathon will be back in action on the girls' side on Thursday, hosting Stratford. Significant game in the Merriwood South. Raiders lost in Stratford by 10 earlier this year, one of only three losses. First free throw rolls around and drops in. One more to come. Second free throw is good as well. Four for four at the stripe, 8 points for Maven Schneider. 45-24, 6-point run here for Marathon. Allard will bring it over the timeline. Allard works her way left wing, gets it back out top to Reed. Reed between the circles. Now left corner, Allard. Allard working against Molewski. Now penetrates, good pass down low. Missing the layup, however, is Seichter. Rebound grabbed by the Raiders. Pass ahead into the lane. With it is Macy Mishka, and she takes an extra step and is called for traveling.
Kenner Hagen.
So Stanley Boyd gets it back. Tomorrow night, Marathon boys take on Newman Catholic.
People State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number fourseasonsprint@gmail.com.
Yeah. office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you want. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Materials has been a trusted industry resource and a leading manufacturer for concrete construction and landscape products since 1946. Our success wouldn't be possible without our dedicated and hardworking team members. We recently celebrated Team Member Appreciation Week to recognize our people and their contributions to the company. County Materials proudly invests in our team members through skills training, career growth and relocation opportunities, and competitive wages. Join our team by visiting work@county.com.
Cost-effective plans for their specific needs. Schedule a free consultation today at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many years, and Wendy's been on the air for 9 years here on Native Roots Radio and is one of the founders of the show. And we learned so much from Wendy, and we love the Fun Facts Friday because we listen, and now we're like getting tested. And Haley, you're answering a lot of those questions that Wendy brings up.
Yeah, got to be the only one who's listening.
Active listener.
Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that. I have a couple of things happening. What's today? February. We're right started in February, but I just want to talk about a couple of things in January that the Humane Society of the United States got done. So first of all, I want to talk about the California wildfires. So the Humane Society of the United States did an awful lot of work helping animals and people during that time. Oh, my notes. My notes just fell on the ground. Okay, here we go. So the Humane Society of the United States, they coordinated disaster response between animal welfare and state agencies. What happened was they got, they gave California a substantial multi-year grant to Cal Animals, and which, when they did this, it led to the creation and staffing of dedicated positions to coordinate disaster response between animal welfares and state agencies. So that's one of the really wonderful things that the Humane Society of the United States does. They also worked with many local shelters in the area trying to get animals out and placed elsewhere so that they could bring more animals in. And they worked really hard doing that. Earlier in January, January 3rd, rescuers went to Oklahoma. So they went to Oklahoma and they staked out. They were in the parking lot in Oklahoma, and they were working with the Grady County sheriffs. They got word that a residence in the area had lots of animals out. And during this time, they were freezing temperatures. So they were freezing temperatures below zero. So the animal rescue team and the law enforcement officials all met, and they had their hand warmers and they were handing out all this stuff, and they were strategizing on what they were going to do. So when the rescuers were finally arrived on the scene of this residence, they don't tell you exactly where it was. They were greeted by shivering dogs. So all these dogs were outside. They were chained outside. They hardly had any protection. They had no water. They had no food. They had plastic crates and igloos for barrels. If you go on YouTube and you go on to see these, plastic igloos that they use for dogs, they think it's a shelter. It's not. It helps against rain. That's all it does. Actually, inside, it's sometimes even colder than it is outside. So the dogs ranged from Rotties to pit bulls to English bulldogs. There was a Great Pyrenees and several Shih Tzus. So I always like, Shih Tzus, that's Wanda, So
yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah. So the veterinarians who were able to look at these dogs noted that most of the dogs were underweight, had protruding ribs and rib bones, and that several had untreated wounds. When the team, they also said that this is one of the most outrageous rescues that they had in a long time. The team rounded the corner and they spotted a pig standing in an empty trough. She looked curiously, wiggling her nose, and the team members saw there was no food or water in her enclosure. Across the fence, two goats were paced near a frozen solid water trough, one of them limping terribly. The team continued to walk through this residence and came upon a murky above ground pool. And the responders waited in the pool to see what was going on there. And there was 20 koi, even the fish that were in this water under the frozen needed to be rescued. And they even rescued the koi. So not only the dogs, not only the pig, not only the goats, but the koi in the koi pond, because they had no food and the
koi
water
is a
was.
Fish?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like a big giant goldfish.
Yeah.
They're kind of like carp, I think. I don't
colorful.
Know. Anyway, they came and they did this. So, you know, this is just one of the, you know, many things that the Humane Society also does. Oh, this is what made it strange. So they walked around. They keep walking around. These animals keep coming, popping up. You have to remember, they're in Oklahoma. It's freezing temperatures. They're with the sheriff's department. You know, they're wading through mud and snow and it's cold. And all of a sudden they hear hello, and it was from a parrot. A parrot. They rescued a parrot. He was in a dingy cage. He had no food.
Hello.
They also found over nearly 100 exotic birds.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, in this one residence,
100
living. What's that, Haley?
100, you said?
100 birds, yeah. Nearly 100 exotic birds living in filthy, barren cages with no enrichment. The cages were way too small, and there was one bird, a parrot, that was also found to have a broken tail feather, which veterinarians determined resulted from living in a cage that was too small.
Dude.
Yeah, they also had several cats wandered around the garage and throughout the property, including an extremely friendly, tiny, thin black kitten who stood on the responder's clipboard purring while she took notes.
I want that.
Yeah. So it says here, our team and law enforcement officers huddled to work out a plan to safely evacuate and look at all these animals and to get them in, you know, safe places where they could be evaluated, rehabilitated. By nightfall, the temperatures had returned and the team moved back in to get more of the animals out. Unfortunately, there were some animals, some roosters that they used for fighting. Those, unfortunately, many of them had to be humanely euthanized because they were just too sick. It's really hard to place roosters, I think. So it's really unbelievable. The next morning, Jessica Johnson, who is the senior director of the animal rescue team, visited the temporary facility where in-depth veterinary exams were underway. Something that was striking on scene was how silent the exotic birds were, she said. But once we got them out of there and into the appropriate housing in groups, they started chattering and singing. And that's a sign of happy birds. So I'm really happy that the Humane Society of the United States is able to go in. They get tips, right? So they get tips that these animals are out there in residence, you know, a hoarding situation or an extreme, you know, case like this where all the animals that were on this residence were not taken care of. They weren't given proper food or shelter or care. And I just, you know, I don't understand if people are having problems with their animals to reach out and get help, because there is help out there. There is resources. There are organizations, not only like the Humane Society of the United States, but other rescue organizations that can go in and help out. You know, it doesn't say anything about the people, if they were arrested, if they, you know, what happened with them. But if you see something that doesn't look right, if you see animals out in the cold and they're locked up or you feel...
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow.
Tuesday, we visit live with Jill Underley, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, about her run for re-election, starting with a primary in just 2 weeks.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump delays for 30 days 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. CBS's Jason Allen in Laredo, Texas.
Leading up to this, local officials told me they were preparing for this really like an emergency. They were talking to their counterparts in Mexico, knowing there isn't a whole lot they could do about it, but really just wanted to be prepared for what was ahead.
Capitol Hill Democrats protest outside the offices of the U.S. Agency for International Development after Elon Musk's Doge team makes moves to dismantle it. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin.
This illegal, unconstitutional interference with congressional power is threatening lives all over the world.
Wreckage has been recovered from the Potomac River after last week's mid-air collision between a plane and military helicopter. And U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Francis Pera announces...
Our goal for tomorrow, based on the reduced timeline and the environmental conditions, is the cockpit. And we equally think we're going to be successful.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
I'm Brittany.